Newstalk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome back in on a Friday. It is Behind the Badge here this morning in hour number two. And of course, we talk with the County Sheriff's Office each week around this time. And this week is no different. And joining us on the program here this morning is Detective Dave Olig. We're going to talk about internet safety, a very important topic this day and age. Everybody's on the internet, whether you're chatting with friends or shopping or looking for deals at travel destinations. There's a lot of things that are kind of thrown our way on the internet these days, and Dave is going to help us through some of those common sense reminders for internet safety here on a Friday. Dave, thanks so much for taking some time. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Spencer. And I'd just like to say congratulations to the Milwaukee Bucks on winning the NBA championship.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you asked me if it was okay to give a shout-out, and hey, absolutely. I'm a sports guy. We're the Bucks station here in Fond du Lac County, and it was a crazy, crazy parade. I had a bunch of friends who were down there. Unfortunately, duties at the station kept me away from the parade in Milwaukee yesterday, but what an accomplishment for 50 years to go that long between a title, and now, they're kings of the world in Milwaukee. It's pretty awesome to see.
Yeah, for sure.
So let's start internet safety. Obviously, a pretty broad topic. There's a lot of different ways we can go with this. And instead of focusing on one specific area, I know you wanted to talk a little bit about some common sense reminders for internet safety. And, I just briefly mentioned a few moments ago, especially with shopping. I know I was going online looking for Bucks championship merchandise the last couple days. And I've seen some news stories reminding people about how to shop online safety and safely. That is, and there's a lot of different things we need to know as we are on the internet and doing what we need to do on a day-to-day basis. So where do you want to start with our conversation here this morning?
Yeah, along the lines of shopping online, I mean, most people have smartphones nowadays or computers in their homes, and if you're purchasing something online, it's important to make sure that that you're purchasing from a secure site that you recognize. Sometimes you might see a product at a really good price, but it might not be a real website, and you'll be out a lot more money than buying from a secure site and maybe paying a little bit more for the item that you wanted to purchase. It's important that you have passwords and strong passwords so that people can't guess them. Birth dates and phone numbers aren't very good anymore. Mm-hmm. And just make them a little secure, something easy for you to remember, but hard for a stranger to guess. And then, you know, once you put something on the internet, it's there forever. There's really not a delete button for the internet, so just be careful what you're posting online. And if you have children, it's real important to talk to your kids about online safety. The internet is a great place, but it can also be a dangerous place. So know who your kids are talking to online. If they're playing a gaming system and chatting with people, get familiar with the system that your child has, and there are ways to set it up that they can only talk to people that you know, and random people from around the world can't have access. So there's a lot of things that you can do to try to make the internet a secure and fun place to look and have some fun playing games and finding information. But unfortunately, in law enforcement, sometimes we see a lot of the bad things that go with the internet.
Yeah, that's for sure. And you talk about shopping. Since I brought it up, first thing I was thinking about, I know I read a story just the other day from the, I think it was the Better Business Bureau here in Wisconsin, alerting Bucks fans specifically, but really it's for anything you buy on the internet. And you mentioned it too, Dave. You want to get the best deal, but the best deal may not be the true official merchandise. So it's important to make sure that you're on a real site, number one, but a secure site, number two, because as we know, and we've talked with folks at the sheriff's office and folks in consumer protection, there are some scammers out there that set up really, really pretty convincing lookalike websites, aren't there, that can kind of trick you into thinking, hey, you're on the real Amazon.com, but really it's not. It's a fake site, and that's a big danger to watch out for, too.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, what I've seen in a few cases that I worked is, well, just because you mentioned Amazon, which is a real site, they'll use a company name, but there'll be two N's that make it look like an M. So if you just glance at the hyperlink, it looks like it's a legit company, but the legit company is spelled incorrectly. And then if you click on that, and be careful when you open attachments, because that can let People have access to your computer. We were working a case a little while ago. Just make sure that if you have a web camera that, like my work computer has a little web camera with a slider on it. So if I'm not using my web camera, the slider is closed because people that are tech savvy can possibly have access to your camera so they could see what your home or business looks like if you leave your web browser on all the time. We've had like romance scams over the internet where people will ask for money, and unfortunately sometimes people will mail that money off and then there'll be another excuse, well, that wasn't enough money, the plane ticket costs more, and then they keep sending money until their bank account is drained, and then at that point a lot of times what we're seeing is they're overseas, and even if we can find them, you know, we might not be able to do anything because they're out of the country.
Right. Yeah. Well, there's an entire TV show on MTV, if you're familiar, and folks out there familiar with the show Catfish. It's all about people who might not be overseas. Sometimes they are, but sometimes they're in your own backyard. They're creating fake profiles using pictures they find on the internet, or they're stealing someone else's pictures to make themselves look like another persona, and you kind of hear that story of, you know, well, you know, they wanted to come visit me, but you know, they didn't have a web camera, or they didn't have this, or they needed this. They needed me to send them, you know, $500 to buy the plane ticket, and it keeps kind of spiraling from there. That's a whole nother, you know, probably a whole nother show for us to talk about, right, Dave? But those are all serious concerns when you're using the internet, right?
Right, and you know, there's all so many scams out there, but one we had recently is that, you know, a check comes in the mail for, say, $5,000. The person asks you to cash the check, and then they email the person and say, oh, hey, it was only supposed to be $500. Please mail me $4,500 back. We'll call it even. If you didn't enter a contest, or I guess if I got a check in the mail for $5,000, I'd be a little leery of it to begin with. But, you know, banks are working well to try to eliminate fraud, and credit unions are working well to try to minimize the scamming that's going on over the internet, where people are gaining access to people's banks accounts. But it's very difficult, and once you give that money away, probably not going to get it back.
Yeah, it's the old reminder that we hear, and it's an important reminder to hear, right? If it's too good to be true, it probably is. And if you did absolutely nothing, and all of a sudden a check for $5,000 comes your way, and they're telling you to, you know, go to this website, or maybe you get a call from someone saying, hey, you won the Publisher's Clearinghouse sweepstakes. You know, that's another big scam out there. You know, and you never once went to their website or filled out a form or did anything beyond that. It should raise a red flag. Obviously, you can get caught in the heat of the moment, right? And say, whoa, I got all this money sent to me. I got to take care of this right away. But you really have to take that time and pause and think, wait a minute, this doesn't make sense, right?
Yeah, correct.
You mentioned video games, online gaming, and social media. I know is a big part of it too. And you talked briefly, Dave, about parents and guardians being able to set, you know, settings for who their kids are able to talk to, who they're able to maybe add as a friend on a certain website or something like that. What are some other things that people need, and parents specifically need to keep in mind, especially with their kids using, you know, different apps, different social media sites and games? Because I know there's a lot of different things that that can kind of be thrown at kids at such a young age, and you want to make sure they're safe and they're not, you know, talking to somebody that they shouldn't be, right?
Right. And it's important for parents to not allow their children to take a tablet or an iPhone into the bathroom with them. Monitor what they're doing on their phone or tablet. I mean, my son's not old enough to have a phone, but when he is, I'm going to look at it, you know, every day to make sure that I know what he's looking at, who he's talking to. And that's not that I'm trying to be overly protective of him. I'm just trying to keep him safe. Talk to your kids, you know, let them know that the internet is a good place, and you can call friends, and you can use a social media site to get a hold of grandma who lives three states away. But unfortunately, there's also some bad people on the internet who are predators, and never meet up with anybody that you don't know. Parents should talk to their kids about letting them know, hey, it's okay to tell me if somebody got a hold of you, but don't ever, like, meet up with somebody in a park or whatever. I mean, you see it on news all the time that, I mean, a guy traveled here from several states away who thought was talking to a 13-year-old girl, and it turned out to be an undercover officer. Mm-hmm. So that'd be really scary if a 13-year-old kid and the mom and dad didn't know about it and they're just gone. Then there's a whole other problem associated with that we have to find the child, and it's just kind of scary.
Mm-hmm. It definitely is, and keeping that open line of communication between parent and child or children in the home is key. And, you know, maybe kind of a no questions asked scenario. As a parent, you could say, hey, if, you know, you ever get into this scenario, you can tell me about it, and we'll handle it. I won't ask you, why you were doing that. You won't get in trouble for it. I just need to know as a parent. That's probably a good step to take, right?
Yeah, you would think so, yeah. I mean, just open communication between parents and kids is important. And I think that kids are smarter than some people give them credit for. Mm-hmm. And it's important that you have open conversations with your kids about life in general, I guess.
Anything else internet safety-wise? Any other common sense reminders here that we can take away on our conversation here this morning, Dave?
No, I mean, I know that we at the sheriff's office here, we have pamphlets available. So there are pamphlets, like if it's an uncomfortable topic, we have the Wisconsin ICAC Task Force has, it's called PKO, which is Protect Kids Online. We have some of those pamphlets available at the sheriff's office if anybody's interested. I'm sure that the city PD has similar brochures and stuff. They're part of the ICAC affiliate. But if you put your credit card or your social security number on the internet, like you said, make sure it's a secure site, because you don't want somebody having access to that, and then you're dealing with identity theft. Just be smart with what you do online, I guess.
All right, Detective Dave Ulig with the Sheriff's Office, thanks for your time as always. Have a great day.
Yeah, one more thing I'd just like to give another shout out to Coach Noel and his Holy Land 2 Miners team. They play tonight, so hopefully they come away with a victory.
All righty. Very good. Good luck to them. Thanks.
Thank you.